We interrupt our regular programming on this Flagler Broadcasting Station to go live to the Flagler County Emergency Operations Center for a Hurricane Dorian press conference.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Julie Murphy. I'm Flagler County Public Information Officer. Thank you for attending this briefing, and I would like to introduce our Emergency Management Director, Jonathan Lord.
Thank you, Julie, and thank you, everybody, for being here. As you're all already aware, Hurricane Dorian is now a Category 5 hurricane as of earlier today, and has continued its approach towards the eastern coast of Florida, as well as Flagler County. Even though the storm has shifted and many times over the last few days, and it's been a pretty tough storm for the Weather Service to forecast, Flagler County has remained in the cone the entire time. So we really encourage folks not to focus on that little line you see sometimes on the internet and the TV, but really focus on that cone, because this proves perfectly why they give us the cone and not that line. Flagler County is now within that three-day cone, and we'll probably expect to see some kind of watches and warnings pop up in the next day or so. We do ask that residents, even though we keep delaying sheltering and evacuations, please do not become complacent. I'm very pleased with the impact in the community that we see that many of our community members have heeded the warnings. And very early in the week, we're clearing out stores and emptying out fuel from the gas stations, allowing the stores and the gas stations to refill overnight every single night. So that I'm very proud that our community did the right thing and are very, very prepared, which makes me feel that much more comfortable. We are still looking at opening shelters. Our shelters are ready to go. They've been ready since Saturday morning. We've just been buying ourselves an additional day. Before I walked in here this morning, we were thinking that we may be opening shelters Monday. At this point in time, it looks like shelters may open Tuesday. But until we make that decision, based on the track of the storm, we ask folks to remain ready, do not become complacent, and just keep paying attention to the county and wait for our official evacuation order. Flagler County, at a minimum, expects to receive tropical storm force wind impacts, tropical storm force conditions. Those conditions are very similar to what we experienced with Hurricanes Irma and Matthew, just to give a frame of reference. So even though it sounds like a tropical storm compared to a Category 5, it doesn't sound like it's that big of a deal. Please, please remain prepared and remember those impacts we saw from those previous storms. We are still not out of the window for potentially getting hurricane force winds as well. We are still within the 20% range, 20 to 30% range for potential hurricane impacts with this storm as well. We still are continuing to provide sand and sandbags at Malacompra Park, the old jail site in Bunnell, hidden trails in Daytona North, and Flagler Beach at the Santa Maria del Mar Church. We do ask that if residents are going to those sites, if you can bring a shovel, we only have so many shovels there, and we also there are volunteers willing to help shovel. We do have personnel actually from the sheriff's department helping there, or prisoners from the sheriff's department helping there, and any other additional help for those sandbagging. For those people looking for sandbags, we really do urge you that today really would be the good day to get that done and get those sandbags taken care of if those are important to your property. We also want to remind folks that there was a rumor that was out there for a little while that the bridges had closed. Both of our bridges to the Barrier Island are still open. So again, I really want to stress the fact we have at a minimum tropical storm force impacts coming, still potentially a hurricane coming. That's the hurricane may still change course. It has been doing and it will continue to do so. So please, please, please do not become complacent. Please stay prepared. Keep your shutters up. Make sure your evacuation plan is in place. And if your plan is to go to one of our shelters, our special needs shelter will be at the Rimfire Elementary School. Our general population shelter will be at Bunnell Elementary School and does accept people with domestic pets, and we can take care of those pets in that shelter. So please keep that in mind. Know how you're going to get there. If you need transportation assistance, reach out to the county at 386-586-5111. Or if you need to get on the list to make sure you can get a space in the special needs shelter, call that same number as well. Stay prepared. Keep watching us and the media for if and when we have to order evacuations, particularly those of you that live in evacuation zones A and B. Thank you.
Now I would like to introduce our sheriff, Rick Staley.
Well, thank you. First, I want to commend the community. They're really working together. Our calls have not skyrocketed, and people are generally obeying the law and getting ready for the storm's arrival. Our inmates filled close to 15,000 sandbags. They are at Santa Maria del Mar Catholic Church today in Flagler Beach. Today is probably the last day the inmates will be assisting with sandbag filling. We are required under law to only let them work so many hours in a week, and we are at that capacity. So unless they volunteer, today will be the last day, and that operation will end about 3 p.m. So today's the final day to have assistance filling the sandbags. We know also today is Labor Day, and everybody was expecting a great Labor Day weekend. We certainly weren't expecting to have to deal with Hurricane Dorian for Labor Day weekend. So if you're now having a hurricane party in addition to your Labor Day party, we ask that you drink responsible, have designated drivers, and just generally remember that the priority should be the hurricane. You do not want to end up in the Green Roof Inn, also known as the county jail, for the hurricane. Might be secure and so forth, but the accommodation would probably be better at the shelters. So we ask that you continue to support each other, and our deputies will likely go to Alpha Bravo shift starting Tuesday, depending on the speed of the hurricane and its forecast. That means everybody's out and working. We're currently providing support staff from the sheriff's office to assist the county with their call center around the clock. So for the community, just know that your sheriff's office is prepared and ready for anything that Dorian throws at us. Of course, we're all praying that it continues to soon make a northeast turn and go back further out into the Atlantic. That would be the best thing for us. So keep the prayers going. That's what we really need to have happen. Thank you.
Now we'll hear a word from Flagler School Superintendent Jim Tager.
Good morning. First, I wanted to tell you, as a school district, we really appreciate all of our municipalities and the cooperation that they have demonstrated. This is my third year, and this is the best I've seen our group all work together as a collaborative team. So I'm appreciative of that as a school district, and I wanted to express that. The leadership of EOC with Jonathan Lord, we will continue to follow the direction from EOC, and we appreciate Jonathan's leadership. I want to thank our staff, teachers, and administrators for working so quickly late this week, which seems like a long time ago now, preparing our campuses and other properties for the storm. Yesterday, we did go ahead and cancel classes for Tuesday, September the 3rd. We will make a decision on the rest of the week as we get additional information about the path of the storm. We are ready, as Jonathan said earlier, with shelter space as soon as the county calls for evacuations. Rimfire Elementary is set up as a special needs shelter and will be run by our friends from the local health department. Bonnell Elementary is set up for general population as well as a pet shelter. Thank you, be safe, and keep praying.
And last but not least, we'll hear from Flagler Beach officials, starting with Manager Larry Newsom.
Thank you. Well, here we go again. But one of the things I wanted to mention as well is basically we couldn't do it unless we did it together. So I thank the county and the other cities, because it really is coming together. It's not going to change what may happen, but at least we're working together. The biggest thing I'm looking at, first of all, let's talk about the beach. The beach itself, it's already pretty rough out there, and the beach is actually within the confines of the city of Flagler Beach. We have lifeguards on duty today. We have lifeguards on duty tomorrow, but I don't want to put them in harm's way. So my recommendation is don't go too deep into the water if you decide to go in. If you're not experienced at dealing with the ocean, you shouldn't go in at all, because then my lifeguards actually have to come and get you. So it's just the nature of the beast. Second of all, I just want to talk about some of our operations, like everybody's talking about. Tuesday and Wednesday seems to be what we're looking at when we're actually going to have our facilities that will not be open. We're most likely not going to pick up garbage on Tuesday or Wednesday, so please don't put anything out by the roadway. So then you turn it into a an obstacle that can fly around and cause harm to other people, including your neighbors. So just wait, and we'll run our operation tomorrow, which will be class one household garbage. We'll pick that up. Anything to do, I know people want to clear and cut and trim the trees. Well, now, if you do that, put it in a secure location. Again, we don't need it going through somebody else's window, or yours, for that matter. The second thing is City Hall will be closed Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you need any services, the services will be here at EOC. If you have any questions, you can contact the EOC and speak to one of our representatives at EOC. And probably most people in Flagler Beach have my phone number, so you can always give me a call if you need to. One thing I'll do now is I'll yield to my police chief, because I know him and the relationship he has with the sheriff. Certain things will react once we actually have an evacuation. And the evacuation, let's face it, is going to affect pretty much most of Flagler Beach on the east side of the Intercoastal. And once that bridge is closed, it's closed. Now, also to talk about that, one thing that Matt and the sheriff will be monitoring is when we let people back in. Sightseers, you're not allowed. I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, the sheriff's department, they've always done a good job, along with my police department, on letting the people that need to come back, come back. We are going to let people come back, and Matt will elaborate on that. We'll let people come back that need to take care of their businesses, because let's face it, the businesses on Flagler Beach, you know, been through a lot in the last 3 or 4 years. So we want to get them up and running as quick as possible. We want to make sure they can salvage what they may have on location that does not go bad as far as food, other things like that. So we're going to work with the businesses to get them back on and their staff back on, and anything they need to help them to protect what they have in those walk-in coolers if we don't have power. So Matt, if you would.
Good morning, everybody. So we've been down this road twice, and it's like deja vu all over again. So I've yet to see a storm that provides so much uncertainty. And everybody from Key West all the way up to Maine right now falls into the cone of anxiety, what this storm is going to bring. So for the city of Flagler Beach, we're prepared. We're working hand in hand in unison with the sheriff's office. That's what we do. That's what Sheriff Staley does. So a lot of questions have arisen about when will we close the bridge in Flagler Beach. The bridge will be closed when sustained winds are at 45 miles an hour. At that point, 45 mile an hour sustained winds are not safe for law enforcement, fire, first responders, or anybody to be out and about. So when we do reopen the bridge, this is what you're going to need to get back into the city of Flagler Beach. Positive identification. That's a Florida driver's license, an ID card, or utility bill with your name and address on it. We'll also do that for Beverly Beach residents. What we don't want to have happen is the criminal element to try to capitalize on a natural disaster. So Sheriff Staley and I are in constant communication, and if there will be a curfew, it'll come out through the sheriff, with full support from myself and Chief Tom Foster from the city of Bunnell. We're praying that this storm saves everybody, that there's not a loss of life, and we just ask that people heed the warnings and pay attention to Jonathan Lord and the elected officials that love the citizens of Flagler County. Thank you.
I would like to thank everybody for attending this morning, especially our media partners, because we really couldn't get all these important messages out without your help. And remember to follow us on our Facebook and Twitter accounts, and you can find all of our information at www.flaglercounty.org. And we've got links to everything there. Thank you so very much. Be safe.
Keep listening to all four Flagler Broadcasting radio stations. We'll be updating you four times an hour with the latest on Hurricane Dorian and its effects on Flagler County. We now return to regular programming.